This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. Lots of people enjoy a beer or a glass of wine after work, or maybe two glasses or three. But at what point do everyday drinking habits become a drinking problem? That's a question a lot of people have, and one a growing number of websites and smartphone apps claim to help people answer. Public Health New Mexico's Ed Williams decided to try one of these programs out on himself.
I've always considered myself to be a moderate drinker, but I'm a huge craft beer fan. I brew my own beer at home, and nothing tastes better to me on a hot day than a cold IPA. So when I sat down at the computer to sign up for an online program claiming to give me tools to find out if I should change my drinking habits, I wasn't sure what to expect. Okay, I set up an account on this site. Now I'm logging on. Need to fill out a survey of my drinking habits before I get started, and it wants to know. It asks a bunch of questions about how much I drink, family history, if drinking has affected my relationships. It also asks me to set some goals while I'm using the program. So I'll just say my goal is to not drink any alcohol 2 days out of every week. And then I just go about my business as usual and log my drinks on my phone as I go. Three beers at the bar with friends, one at home after work, a whiskey here, a couple more beers there, and 6 weeks later.
Now we're logged into your account here, with your permission, of course, and going to look at your drinking.
Reed Hester is a doctor and researcher in Albuquerque who created the program I've been using called Checkup and Choices. He agreed to sit down with me to go over my results.
You know, it looked pretty good. I mean, I would say that you are at minimal risk for experiencing any alcohol-related problems as a result of this.
Turns out I usually have around one or two drinks a night. That's 12 drinks a week, which is less than most drinkers my age. And I also found out my weakness. Teetotaling 2 days out of the week was a little trickier than I thought, and I didn't do it sometimes. But what about the thousands of people in New Mexico who do have serious drinking issues and need help quitting or cutting back? Would a solitary, web-based program like this one be enough to steer them to help?
Yeah, each year we're in AA. This is called our chip. They just call it an AA chip.
That's Ron, who I met at an AA meeting in Rio Rancho. He's proudly showing me a bronze coin that symbolizes his 44th year of sobriety. Ron wouldn't give me his last name because Alcoholics Anonymous members have to stay, well, anonymous.
I think the doctors, the psychiatrists, the medical profession, I don't think they really have a clue.
Because Ron says you can't really help an alcoholic unless you've been through it yourself. It takes a community of people going through the same struggle helping each other out. I take my smartphone out of my pocket and show Ron the online program I've been using.
Would something like this have worked for you?
No, because I could not be honest. I'll bet you out here, you say there's 30 people out here, I'll bet you 90% of those people did not walk in here voluntarily. They walked in here because of a judge, because of a court.
Well, there's really no one, you know, approach that works best for everybody. And this is just one approach. It's one that can be helpful to many people, but not everybody.
That's Dr. Hester again. For people like Ron, he says maybe an online program is not the way to go. But he says the research shows most people are actually more honest about their drinking when they're talking to a computer. About one out of seven people in New Mexico are heavy drinkers or binge drinkers. And Dr. Hester says we need to evolve our thinking on treatment for those people too, instead of just focusing on alcoholics alone.
The data, the epidemiological data on drinking and heavy drinking and its cost to society is huge.
Costs in the form of DWIs, lost productivity. He says the vast majority of people who are incurring these costs to society are not full-blown alcoholics.
They're the heavy drinkers and the binge drinkers who are generating these costs to society. And they're not the ones that are going to treatment.
He says for heavy drinkers, binge drinkers, or even people like me who just want to see where they stand with their drinking habits, a little nudge from a drink tracker or another program could be enough for someone to reconsider their alcohol consumption. And I have to admit, even though I didn't get any life-changing revelations from monitoring my own drinking online, it did make me think about my habits. And just taking notes as I enjoyed a cold one made me feel strangely in control. For KUNM, I'm Ed Williams.
KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project is funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, the Conalma Health Foundation, and the McCune Charitable Foundation. Find out more online at publichealthnm.org.